holding on tests on an Aleph, the fourth line of the Y. We started discussing that we said in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Seire Regolim, the goats that are brought as Chataris on Yom Tovim, as well as the ones that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, are Mechaper for the case where a person had Tumas Mikdash Rekodshav, and there was no Yediyah at the beginning and no Yediyah at the end. So we started by saying where we see that that applies to the one of Rosh Chodesh. We said because it says Chatos LaHashem. LaHashem implies that only Hashem knows that. So we said there's a few possibilities. It could have said Hashem, which would mean only that. It could have said Al Hashem, which would mean only that it should be a kapara al shemi asti seyireach, that Hashem says bring a kapara that I diminished the size of the moon. Because it says LaHashem, then we can dash in both things. That it's mechaper for an avera where only Hashem knows of it.
Where does it say Hashem?
By the Rosh Chodesh, it says is an echad b'chatas LaHashem. That's the only one. That is the only one of the seirim that are brought on Yom Tovim. The Rosh Chodesh, what have you? Question LaHashem.
The Rosh
Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh just says is an echad b'chaper aleichem. The seirim is an echad chatas or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So you can also question what it is. Not
well, right. I mean, that didn't have to say it at all, but yeah, that's the point. Though. Once it says La Hashem, then we learn about it. Okay, so the question is, fine, but who says that the one of Rosh Chodesh is meant only for Tumas Mikdash Rekodshav? Maybe it applies to other Aveiros. Maybe the Pasuk after all just generically says La Hashem, which implies any Aveira that only Hashem knows of. So maybe it applies to any Aveira that only Hashem knows of, not just Tumas Mikdash Rekodshav. The answer is ton of Ve Rabbi Shmuel. We learn in a Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. The reason why not is because we figure logically like this. Hoyo v'zebob is man kavua v'zebob is man kavua. Given that you have that the chatas of Rosh Chodesh comes at a fixed time, every Rosh Chodesh, and the one of Yom Kippur also comes on a fixed occasion. In other words, unlike a chatas yachid, for example, which can be brought any time during the year, but for that matter, you also have chatoris sibur that can be brought any time during the year. For example, the chatoris that we're going to learn about in Hurrius, the case where the Sanhedrin made a mistake and passed in wrongly in halacha, where they bring a par helam davashol tzibur or siri avod zara, those don't have a fixed time. Given that we have here two different seirim that are brought at fixed times, one every Rosh Chodesh and one on Yom Kippur, and we're talking, by the way, about the chitza in one, that is. We're not talking about the pnimi one, and Tosfos just points out the reason why not is because, of course, we can't learn anything from the pnimi one. The pnimi one is better. The pnimi. Because its blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's different than the run-of-the-mill chitza.
How different?
Because, as I just said, because we bring the blood of it into the heichal and sprinkle it over there, where the sar hachitzain of Yom, the sar hanasabachot of Yom Kippur is like a regular chatas. The blood is only sprinkled on the mizbeach hachitzain. The one of Rosh Chodesh, same way. So those are the two that we're comparing. So just as... The chitzain is also only on Yom Kippur, but the chitzain is a regular chatas in that sense, other than the fact that it's brought on Yom Kippur, it's a regular chatas.
So the pnimi,
where the pnimi is not only special to Yom Kippur, but it's a special type of avoda that happens with no other korbanos, just the power and sorrow of Yom Kippur, right? So hoyo v'zebav is man kavua, v'zebav is man kavua. Given that the one of Rosh Chodesh comes at a fixed time, every Rosh Chodesh only, v'zebav is man kavua, and the one of Yom Kippur also comes only at a fixed time, only once a year Yom Kippur. Therefore, we can learn one from the other. Just as the one of them is only mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Rekodshav, the one of Yom Kippur, we established before in yesterday's Gemara how we knew that we said the one Bifnim we said is mechaper only on Tumas Mikdash Rekodshav. We had Rabbi Yehuda's Zerasha, we had Rabbi Shimon's Zerasha. Then we mentioned yesterday there's a hekesh between the Pnimi and the Chitzain that they both are mechaper on the same type of Avera. There's different scenarios within it.
One is for what? Well,
so we said that the pnimi one, we said, is toila for the, doesn't not machaper, but it's toila for the case where the person had yediyah at the beginning but not at the end, where eventually once he has yediyah, he's going to have to bring his own carbon. Meanwhile, it's toila for him. It saves him from yisurim until that point is reached. And the one anasa b'chutz takes care of the case where there was yediyah, where there was no yediyah at the beginning, but there was yediyah at the end. Now we're on to where there's no yediyah at the beginning or the end. So we're learning one from the other, basically. Once we have that, we learn the chitza in one from the pnimi one, based on the hekesh that we said before. Now we're going to learn the other ones. Now we're going to learn the other ones from the. We're going to learn the other ones from the sar hachitza of Yom Kippur. Therefore, ma zeh in machaper el atumas nefesh v'kachav. Therefore, just as the sir anas b'chutz of Yom Kippur is machaper only for tumas nefesh v'kachav, as we established before, af zeh, the same one, the one for Rosh Chodesh, in machaper el atumas nefesh v'kachav. Same thing. Okay. Fine. Now the question becomes then, Ashkuchan Seirah Rosh Chodesh. Fine, in that case, then, so we found that, so now we found a source to say that the sir of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper only on Tumas Nefesh V'Kachav, on the basis of that comparison with the one of Yom Kippur, and by Binyanav, basically, and furthermore, that the one of Rosh Chodesh only takes care of the case where there's no Yediyah at the beginning or the end because Lashem, that it's something known only to Hashem. What about Seirah HaRegolim and Olam? Where do we know that the Seirim that are brought on the Yomim Tovim? How do we know what they accomplish? Now, Tosfos points out that we could, on the face of it, understand the Gemara's question in either of two ways. We can understand it to mean, how do we know it's Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash at all? Or we could say, how do we know that it's not Mechaper for other Averis as well? There's a Regolim, right? Tosfos explains, we have to say the first one, on the basis of the continuation of the Gemara, where the logic that the Gemara is going to use in the continuation of the discussion, where the Gemara is going to say you can't learn from Yom Kippur because it has greater kapara. Well, if the question is, well, how do we know that the ones of Yom Kippur don't do greater kapara? That's not much. Then that's not an option. It has to be. The question is, how do we know the ones of Yom Kippur of Regalim of Pesach Shavuot Sukkot are b'chlal mechaper for Tumas Mitzvah Shukadshe? Maybe they're not mechaper for anything. So that's the question. Therefore, Seirah HaRegolim and Olam. Okay, but maybe not. Maybe they're not machaper for Tumas Nefesh V'Kachav. Maybe they're machaper for some lesser avera. Whatever. How do we know? Maybe they're not. Maybe they're machaper for some lesser avera that has no kareis involved.
It's not because it's all Rosh
Chodesh. No. Yom Tov we're talking about now. Now we're up to the goal. No, but the question is fine. Rosh Chodesh we established. How do we know that the same rule applies to the regalim, that whatever the one from Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on,
it makes the Hekesh for both?
That's the thing we're going to go through. V'chitema ha'nami to the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. So you're going to say, well, you can use the same limit of Rabbi Shmuel, that they all come Bizman Kavua, therefore they all have similar rules. The problem with that is, Ikala Mifrach, yes, you could slog up that Binyan Av, because you could say, Imidir Rosh Chodesh, are you saying that you're going to learn the ones of Yom Tov from the ones of Rosh Chodesh? Doesn't work. Shekein Todir. The ones of Rosh Chodesh are brought much more often, 12 times a year, or 11 times maybe, according to Rabbeinu Meshulam.
More often,
yeah. Todim Shena, Todim Kodim, that's what it means. Todim means more often. So Rosh Chodesh, you bring it 11 or 12 times a year, Yom Tov much less, yeah. So maybe you would say, fine, the ones of Rosh Chodesh have the power to be Mechaper for Tumas Nefesh V'Kachav, which involves Kareis. Maybe the ones of Regolim are weaker. Are you going to say you're going to learn them from Yom Kippur? You're going to say the one of Yom Kippur is less tadir, it's only once a year, so therefore how much more so the ones of Regalim should work? The problem with that is, the problem is that you have a much greater kapara on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur itself is mechaper for many different types of averes. The karbonis itself we're talking about, we're saying only mechaper on one, the karbonis of it only mechaper on one type of avera. But Yom Kippur as a whole, the day itself, is mechaper for a wide variety of avodas. So how can you prove from that? So Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, which don't. B'chi tema, so you might think to answer, okay, so what's the problem? Hagamrin and Rosh Chodesh, maybe they're not supporting the lesson. Okay, so we just learned, we use Rabbi Shmuel's Binyan Av to say that you can learn the one of Rosh Chodesh from the one of Yom Kippur, and we didn't have that problem that Yom Kippur is kaparasa merubah. V'loi pachinen, we didn't slog it up that way. Why not? The difference is, because the difference is, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, at least it does say something in the pasuk that it is mechaper. The very fact that it says, as we said before, l'chatas l'Hashem, implies that it's a chatas for something known only to Hashem, for some type of avera which only Hashem knows. As opposed to,
therefore we can say geluyah milta v'almah. Therefore, it's not even really, we don't even really need a binyan av per se. All it is that we
learn from Yom Kippur. It's not really a true binyan av. It's rather we're being megala. We're clarifying what does it mean lachatas lahashem. What type of avera specifically among the ones that are known only to Hashem tumas mitzvah v'kachshav.
Geluyah
milsav alma. We're just clarifying what the topic is said. Given that we have something by Rosh Chodesh that implies that there is kapara lachatas lahashem. All we need to do is figure out what type of kapara. So then we can say that we're learning from Yom Kippur.
Adarabah, we would say that the Yom Kippur much greater kafaras takes place, and yet we're limiting the carbon of Yom Kippur to only be mechaper on one thing, come up in the Kishra Kacha.
So by the same logic, the kapara that it's talking about by Rosh Chodesh must also be the same type of kapara. There's no reason to say that it should be any greater kapara than that.
But it could be a lesser kapara.
That's the point, but it's not. But we never have to be some kind of kapara. If the one of Yom Kippur, well, it still doesn't prove the too much.
No, but again, given that, no, but if we have only one kapara that's accomplished by the one of Yom Kippur, and we only have one kapara that's accomplished by the one of Rosh Hashanah, and we don't have any other source that says what it is, then fine, we can learn from Yom Kippur and say that after all, given that we know it has to be some kind of kapara, we're not, it actually uses the expression, we're not learning kapara from Yom Kippur. If it didn't say anything by Rosh Chodesh about kapara, we would have no basis to say, since the one of Yom Kippur and the Chaper, therefore also the one of Rosh Chodesh. No, we can't say that. But because it says kapara, if it didn't say kapara by Rosh Chodesh, okay, it doesn't say kapara by the ones of Regal. So we're not going to say, well, given that the one of Yom Kippur is Mechaper and it's brought only so often, so also the ones of Regalim must be Mechaper in the same way. It doesn't even say Kapara by them.
Right.
Rosh Chodesh, if it didn't say Kapara by it, you'd have the same situation. Because it says Kapara on Rosh Chodesh, and it's just a matter of narrowing down what type of Kapara it is,
then it's logical we can say it must be that it can only be the same type as Yom Kippur, because what else could it be?
What else could it be?
Well, that's the thing. We're not, in other words, we're learning a meal. It's just the opposite. We're saying that if Yom Kippur, which
the day itself accomplishes a much greater kapara, yet it only its carbon, its musaf, its chatas by musaf is limited only to Tumas Mitzvah Kachar. How much more so Rosh Chodesh?
That's what we
say. Yes. However.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Rashi learns it anyway. Different other Rishonim talk about different ways of understanding it exactly, but whatever. Anyway, the point is that
when it comes to Yom Tovim, Aval Hocha, but when it comes to Yom Tovim, Ikalamem, Akula Milta, Legaminim, we could say we're b'chval not learning the whole concept. By the Chatois of Yom Tovim, it never says the word that it's L'chaper.
Like by Rosh Chodesh, yeah. It just says series in Ephod L'chatos, or words to that effect. So therefore, how do we know if the follow-up is any component? Okay, fair enough, but not necessarily of something that not necessarily of some particular avera, let alone some particular culture.
Right.
Yeah. But what else could it be?
It would be something maybe some lesser avera, something that doesn't involve kari.
So it's not from one to another, it's we have nothing left.
We have nothing left, basically, yeah. I mean, so if we're going to say it's mechaper for something, fine. It's mechaper for something that doesn't involve, it's mechaper for something that doesn't involve kari, yeah. How do we know that? Ella, we have to know. We have to answer rather to the Omer of Chama Rav Chanina. The reason why it works is because similar to what Rav Chama Rav Chanina says later on in the sugya. Soir this soir. By each of the Yom Tovim, the Pasuk could have said Seir is an Echad Chatos. Instead, by almost all of them, it says Usir is an Echad Chatos. So therefore, by the way, I mean, I should clarify actually. By some of the other ones, it does say by some of the other chatoris, it does say kapara, but it doesn't spell out what type
Which
of kapara. For example, by the one of Pesach, for example, it says siu chatos echav lachaper aleichem.
So it could also be that.
But again, you don't have any particular fine lachaper on something, like you said, chatos. It has to be lachaper on something, but not necessarily that we should learn it from the kapara of Yom Kippur, as opposed to by Rosh Chodesh, where it says Lashem, then you know it has to be some special kind of kapara. Okay. Anyway, the answer is like this. Rav Chama Rav Chanina points out, by each of them, it could have said, Si'ir is an Echad. Si'ir is an Echad Chatos, Si'ir is an Echad B'chaper Aleichem, whatever. Instead, it says, U-Si'ir. Mm-hmm. So therefore, what it is the Vav
tells us they go in a chain, basically. We're chaining them together. We're making a Hekesh between all of them. Now, the first one that's listed in that section in Parshas Pinchas is Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh one we learned today. Therefore, all of them chain up there, using the chain of love, and therefore we say that what applies to one of Rosh Chodesh applies to all the other ones as well.
So here we mention the result we're saying is the same type of sense.
Yes. Now, Tosfos points out, we do have actually two exceptions in that chain that are not linked together with love. By Shavuot, it says Seir is an Echad, and by Yom Kippur itself, it says Seir is an Echad. So how we deal with that, we deal with out actually a different nimur that links all the Siddurim together. So right now the Gemara is mentioning the Sar of the Sar, the same thing over here. For example, we can learn, therefore, the one of Pesach, which is the next one mentioned after the Kodesh. We can learn it from the Kodesh, and so forth. But yeah, as Tosis has said, based on the Gemara, that's not going to be enough,
because you still have the ones in the middle that are missing vavs.
Which one?
Shavuos and Yom Kippur.
The one thing is, they don't have vavs. Tosis said, the one thing is, first of all, we have a Hekesh later on that we don't learn from. And besides that, also, once it says by one Yom Kippur, then you learn it applies to the other one also. There's no particular reason to think that the Torah of Pesach should be any different than the Torah of Shavuos, for example. Okay. Anyway, so Hokinani, Torah of the Torah. So the same thing.
Back to us. How do we know it applies to the ones of Yom Kippur? Same thing, because it says Usir is in by Pesach and by the other ones. So therefore, they're linked together, and therefore, what applies to the Shodesh one applies to the Yom Kippur ones.
Usir is where?
By Pesach, for example.
By Pesach.
Is
that the only place?
No, it also says it by the ones for Sukkot. It also says it by the ones for Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Rashi, we
do have a concept when it comes to Kodshim. We're going to deal with this when we get to Zochim versus Hashem. There is a concept that usually in most places in the Torah, if you learn one thing from, we talked about this actually in Makkos as well briefly, that if you learn one thing from another by a Hekish, you can then learn another thing, you can learn a third thing from the second thing by a Hekish and so forth, except by Kodshim. You can't do that. However, here we're not learning one thing from a Hekesh from the other, and then we're not learning number two from number one by a Hekesh.
Same Hekesh.
Not the same Hekesh. If you have a Hekesh between item number one and item number two, which therefore teaches you a din that applies to one also applies to number two, you can't then say, I have another Hekesh between number two and number three. You can't. Well, you could in most of the Torah. You could say, therefore, I have another Hekesh between number two and number three elsewhere, or in the same Pasuk or whatever, from which therefore we learn that whatever applies to number two also applies to number three. You can't do that by Kodshim. But over here, we're not doing one thing. We're not learning each one from a Hekesh. We started the chain with a Binyan Av, and then we're doing a Hekesh. So that works.
The Binyan Av was what?
The Binyan Av was that we said that's how we learned it from Yom Kippur.
By Binyan Av, that the one of Yom Kippur is brought only on certain fixed times, only on Yom Kippur. The one of Rosh Chodesh is also brought only on fixed times. That's a Binyan Av. Then we're going to turn around and learn by a Hekesh from that. That's valid. You're able to do that even by Kodshim.
Fine. The Itkush Seirim to Golem, the Seirim Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we have a Hekesh between the Seirim of Yom Tzadim and the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh. Ma Seirim Rosh Hashanah and Ein Makasim El Al Shein Bodi. No, this is a Hekesh that we're talking about. Because all Seirim ties them together. They're not in the same pocket. The Hekesh doesn't have to be the same pocket. The Hekesh can also be, but you have a Vav tying two things together.
It's called Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon. You have the Vav is adding and telling you that whatever it said in the first part, where you're adding to what you said in the first part, and you're adding, here's another case where it applies.
So a Hekesh always have a Vav?
No, a Hekesh can also be that you have two things mentioned in the same topic back to back. A couple of different
things. You have a Vav or whatever.
Those are the major ones. Yeah.
Okay. So, Ma Seiri Rosh Chodeshim Einin Mechaper and Elal Shein Ba Yediyah LeBetzilah VeLeBetzayif. So that just as the one of Rosh Chodesh is only Mechaper where there's no Yediyah at the beginning and none at the end, on the basis of Lashem, as we said before, Ah Seiri Haragolim Einin Mechaper and Elal Shein Ba Yediyah LeBetzilah VeLeBetzayif. So also Rabbi Huda is saying, at least that we had the different opinions in the Mishnah, but according to Rabbi Huda, the ones of Yom Tovim are the same thing. They're only Mechaper where there's no Yediyah at the beginning and no Yediyah at the end, because we're learning them by Hekesh from Rosh Chodesh.
This is still an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We have not the other people. Okay. So now, Yibolu. Well, so far we have what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. That all the Seirim of
he said of the various types of Seirim that are brought on the Mizbeach Achitzah, you have, again, the one of Yom Kippur is in a category of its own. The Sarah Nasa, the Chutz of Yom Kippur, is in a category of its own. The ones of Rosh Chodesh and of Yom Tovim are in a different category. Here, so these are these tables that I made up a few days ago and forgot to bring up the time, but here. So you can see over here, you have the Sar HaChitzon of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda says it takes care of case number three, where there was no Yediyah at the beginning, but Yediyah later on at the end. The Chodesh of Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh both take care of case number four, where there was no Yediyah at the beginning and no Yediyah later on, no Yediyah at all. As opposed to Rav Shimon, who says that each one is a different thing, right. As opposed to Rav Meir, who says all three of them are the same thing, and as opposed to Rav Shimon Yehuda, who says that each one adds to the next one. Okay. Fine. Iboilahu. So now we had a question as follows. Ki Omer Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Al She'en Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sif, when Rabbi Yehuda says that the ones of Rosh Chodesh and the ones of Yom Tov are Mechaper for a case where there was no Yediyah and at the beginning and none at the end, what do we mean by no Yediyah at the end? Do we mean Hanimila B'Chet She'en Sof Livada? Are we talking about a Chet that will never be known? Because, in other words, there were no Edim, for example. Nobody saw it happen. He himself didn't realize. So, therefore, there's no way he's ever going to realize.
Part of the situation where eventually he is likely to find out. For example, Rashi says people saw he became Tame and entered the Bismuth. So, eventually, sooner or later, they're going to inform him.
What do you mean? How could they know? They saw, for example, they touched something that's tummy. They saw him touch something that's tummy. Later on, they saw him go into the Bismikdash. Eventually, they're bound to tell him, you know, you should know. When you went into the Bismikdash, you were tummy. But right now, he doesn't know yet. So do we say that in that case, Kamishi Yesh Yediyah Basof Yomi, do we say that is the equivalent of a case where there is Yediyah at the end? Because there is
never any Yediyah.
There hasn't been any Yediyah yet at the beginning. There wasn't any Yediyah at the beginning. Okay. Fine. He didn't know the Dinim, or he didn't know the Yitzhomai, the case maybe.
But at the end, there will be,
because they will inform him, and then he'll know. So is that considered a case, Kamishi Yesh Yediyah Basof Yomi, is that considered a case that there will be Yediyah at the end? And therefore, it won't be the ones of Yom Tov, and it won't be the ones of Rosh Chodesh that take care of him. It will dafka have to be the Sur Hanasa B'chut to Yemek Purim Mechaper. So the only thing that's going to help him is the Sur Hanasa B'chut, as well on Yom Kippur, as well as Yom Kippur itself. Oydilma, or maybe not. Afilu Chet Shaseka Livada. Maybe even it's a case where eventually he's going to be informed. Hashtanam, Miya Chet Shein Makabel Hashem Karina Bey. Nevertheless, maybe we can say right now it can be considered an Avera that only Hashem knows of. Now, I mean, what do we mean only Hashem knows of it? On the face of it, the Edim know of it. That's what we're saying.
He doesn't know.
That's the point. In other words, when we say that seems to be the point. When we say Ein Makir Be'el Hashem, we mean as opposed to a case where the person himself knows, he himself doesn't know. And he himself is never going to know unless these Edim come and tell him. At this point, only Hashem knows it. So that's the question. Yeah.
So where do we place that
scenario? Exactly. So, Toshma, the Tanya, Al She'en Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, for a case where there's no Yediyah at the beginning and none at the end, V'Chet She'Sof Livada, as well as a Chet that eventually is going to be known, because eventually he is going to be informed, which is the scenario we're talking about over here, both of those, the Iro Regolim, the Iro Shkodesh Mechafrim, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says those are also taken, both of those cases are taken care of by the Rosh Chodesh and the Regolim.
So it's two additional cases.
Not additional, it's a variation within the case of Ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. Up until now, we assume that it means that there's no Yediyah B'Sof, means he's never going to find out. Now we're saying, even though conceivably he might one day find out, but he himself is not going to realize without somebody telling him, that's also considered there's no Yediyah B'Sof. That is the girsa that we have over here. There are Rishonim who have the girsa actually, the Rimi Gash brings it, for example, that they have the girsa that no, the Braisa is actually making a distinction. When do we say that the Sur of Rosh Chodesh and the Sur of Regolim are Mechaper only when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and none B'Sof? If it's a Chet She'Sof Livada and not the case of Chet She'Sof Livada, they would say that their Girsa would be that, okay, the Braisa is saying that Chet She'Sof Livada is not in that category.
So how do we know our version?
We don't. I mean, we have the Rimigash actually brings both, and various other Rishonim bring both Girsas. So, okay, we have two different Girsas. It's not the first time in Shas that we have two different Girsas that Rishonim argue which one is the correct one. Again, I mean, you have to ask the question whether this is Negei Lahalacha anyway. I mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta that Amram writes in Pidush HaMishnayis that Amram writes that he's not bothering to tell us who the Halacha is like in our Mishnah among these four opinions, because Kapara is in Hashem's hands anyway. What's it up to the Beis Din Shamata to decide who the Halacha is like? The bottom line is Hashem is the one who decides who gets what Kapara. However, in Yad HaChazaka, that Amram does pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, and we talked about it at the beginning of the Masechta, the Nafkamina of it may be the question.
The
Rambam passed like Rabbi Yehuda. So I don't think he deals with this. Well, he changed his mind. He wrote it here, the Pirush HaMishnayis, when he was younger. It happens. It happened many times. It happened with many Gedolei Yisrael that they changed their mind later.
So we had him when he was young, he said, Hashem only knows.
And now when he gets older, he realized there is reason to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And we talked about that Achronim talk about the Pnei Yeshua, for example, the Turei Oven talk about the relevance of it, maybe the question, do we bring the Sur of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Or do we say, since Rosh Hashanah has its own sorrow, there's no need for a sorrow of Rosh Chodesh as well?
Right.
That would be the Nafka Minna. If we say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, on the face of it, there's no reason to bring both of them. They both accomplish the same thing anyway. If you say the Halacha is like, if you say the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, or like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, then there'd be a difference. There'd be reason to bring both of them. Lamai says, I mentioned at the beginning of the Masech, that we do say in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we do mention the Sa'ir, we do mention by inference, we mention the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh, because we say Rosh Nei Seder Mechapes, therefore we come out that means we do actually bring both of them.
Why do we have Shnei Seirim? We have also on Shavuos.
No? We do have Shnei Seirim on Shavuos, that's for a different reason. That's because you have the Sa'ir that's part of the Musaf, and then you also have the Sa'ir that's brought as part of the special Korbanos together with Shtei Alechem.
Well, what's the union of the two Seirim?
So there you have the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is a whole different, there's a whole different carbon of its own. It's almost like it's a different carbon that happens to be on the same day as a Yom Tov. It's actually the Shtei Alechem themselves are two loaves of chametz bread, which are not burnt on the mizbeach. Chametz never goes on the mizbeach. They're distributed among the kohenim. But along with them, there's also two sheep and a number of other oilos as well as a chatas.
So the seer is burnt.
So the seer is like any chatas. It's like any chatas achita. It's the parts of it are burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest is given to the kohenim.
Right. So what's the union of that?
So I don't know. In general, the union of Shtei Alechem is it has to do with Matan Torah. But we'll learn about the Shtei Alechem in Shavuot. In Menachos, says the Shem, we'll learn about all the ins and outs.
Nothing
of
to do with
nothing
that.
Nothing to do particularly with what we're talking about over here now.
I don't even know actually if that story is in the same category as all the other series. It's not even mentioned in the same part in the same place. Well, I don't know. It's not even mentioned in the same place in the photo. All the Seirim
we're talking about, so far, the one, the Chitzon of Yom Kippur, the ones of Rosh Hashanah, of Rosh Chodesh, the ones of Yom Tovim, are all mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. The one that goes with the Shtei Alechem is mentioned in Parshas Emor.
The fact is, it means you don't have a hectic between them necessarily. So I don't know if it's in the same category. It's a good question.
Okay.
Anyway, the point is, if we say, like the Rambam does, and you have a chazaka, that the halacha actually is a chazaka, then it would be relevant to ask the question, what would be the case in this scenario? Well, my the Rambam himself has seemed to bring the whole question, so I don't know what that means exactly. I guess so.
Reb Shimon Omer, then I guess the Rambam still might say that's fine. It's relevant to say the halacha is like Reb Yehuda in so far as the question: do you bring the chatas of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not? But within that, once you know you're bringing it, or once you know you're not bringing it, as the case may be, it's not really relevant to ask what is mechatha on what. That already is in Hashem's name. Maybe that's why the Rambam.
Okay,
fine. Now we're up to the second opinion. Reb Shimon had said that no, the Seira HaRegolim, I agree, the ones of Yom Tov, accomplish the same thing as Reb Yehuda said. They accomplish for no Yediyah at the beginning and no Yediyah at the end. Not the one of Rosh Chodesh. The one of Rosh Chodesh takes care of the case Tahar She'achal Tamei, where the person was Tahar, but the food, the Kodshim that he ate was Tamei.
And how does Rabbi Yehuda explain this case?
Rabbi Yehuda would say that none of the korban of Sibur that we're talking about deal with that one.
So what deals with it?
What deals with it? We said at the end of the mission, Sar Lazavel, generally speaking, takes care of any other kind of avera. So in that case, he would say, I guess, that it just falls into that category.
Okay.
So, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Yishai, my time is Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's reason? Why does he say that there is a difference between the ones of Rosh Chodesh and the ones of Yom Tov, given all the hekesh and everything that we had before? The reason is like this. The Amar Kro, because you have a pasuk like this. In Parshas Shmini, we have the story where Nadav and Abihu died. Now, that day was the day of the eighth day of the Chanukah HaMishkan, Rahi Bayim Shmini. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They had that day, there were three goats that were brought as chatois. One for Rosh Chodesh, one as part of the Miluim, one of the Karbanos of the Miluim was a Chatas.
The opening of the Shemitah?
Yes, yeah. And the Miluim, the dedication of the Kohenim in their new office and so forth, yeah. And the third one was the one that Nachshon and Aminadav brought as part of his Karbanos. We have every day we say the Nisim, the first 12 days of Nisan. That first day Nachshon and Aminadav brought as Karbanos, and among it was Seiriz and Echav HaChatas.
He was from which tribe?
He was from Yehuda. He was from Yehuda, yeah. He brought first, then Yisachar, then Zvolun, etc. They went in the order in which they camped around the Mishkan. The point is,
we have three seerim.
Then the pasuk goes on to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, was checking out, and what happened to one of the seerim, and he found that it had been burnt. And he got angry at Allah and Isama. What's going on over here? How could you burn it? And he uses the expression that we're going to that we quote here in the Gemara. Hashem gave it to you to bear the sin, to bear the guilt of the Eda, of the Jewish people. Which that's how the Gemara explains. Not Chet HaEgel specifically, just as we said before, what the Sarah of Rosh Chodesh, what the Sarah of Rosh Chodesh accomplishes, for Tumas Mekdesh Lekodesh. The point is, that's what the Gemara explains in Zvachim, Rashi mentions that on the Pasuk, that is how we know the one that they burnt, instead of eating it, is the one of Rosh Chodesh. Because the ones of Nachshon and the ones of the Milurim were not specifically for Avon HaEgel. They were for other purposes.
The one
from Rosh Chodesh specifically is Lasseis et Avona Eda, to bear and remove the guilt, the averus of the congregation of
whatever
the sin, which is Tumas Mekdesh V'Kodesh, as we say. So
the upshot of it is, by the way, Aaron points out the most of the reason why we did that is because you said that we have to be Kodesh Shah, you said we have to be one time Tovanas,
even though by rights we should be in Avelus for Nadav and Aviyu, but you told us that Kodesh Shah override that, but not Kodesh Dordas, not a Korban like the one of Rosh Chodesh, which is going to be brought every month from now on. And Moshe accepted that argument and realized that fact of what he had learned, and he had forgotten that halacha, which when Aaron reminded him. Anyway, the point is, it says, "Va'osan nosam machem." He gave it to you, losei tavoina eda, to bear away the guilt, the averus, the tumas mitzvah shvakodesh of the congregation of the Jewish people. V'hai krov asorid Rosh Chodesh. Now that pasuk, as we just said, is talking about the sorid of Rosh Chodesh, because that's the one that they burnt, and that's the one that Moshe is getting angry at them over. And therefore, v'yalis
oven we see.
So how do we know then? Says Reb Shimon, that the one of Rosh Chodesh takes care of the case of a tahor person who ate tamei korbanos. We learn it by gzeira shava from the word avon from the tzitz. The Torah tells us that Aaron wears the tzitz, and the tzitz accomplishes tuma for the tzitz accomplishes kapara for avon hakodshim for averus involving korbanos. Which
else.
Specifically, what is the tzitz mechaper for is a case where a korban by rights should be possible. For example, it became tamei, but the kohenim went and sprinkled at the blood on the mizbeach anyway, with realizing, without realizing, whatever. The tzitz is mechaper for that kind of thing and makes it that the korban is the diavad acceptable.
The mizbeach is still tamei.
The mizbeach is still the mizbeach is attached to the ground anyway. It can't become tamei. But then the mizbeach in the Mishkan was made out of wood, basically, and it's plated with metal. But the basic thing of it is wood. It's also not makabel tuma. That's not the issue. The issue is rather that since the meat of the korban had become tummy, you weren't supposed to sprinkle the blood of it. You did,
but you have a tzitz, and that's makabel for that.
So therefore, we see that the tzitz is involved in the
meat of tuma.
That's the point. Ma lahalam tumas ba. So just like by the tzitz, the situation is right, so the same thing, by Rosh Chodesh. Just as the tzitz is merasa only for Tumas Basar, it does not take care of the case where the person was Tomei and brought a korban, for example. The tzitz is not merasa for that. The korban is still no good. When does it help if the meat or the blood or the chalev or whatever was Tomei? So then the tzitz makes the korban acceptable. The owner doesn't have to bring a replacement korban. So just like the tzitz is involved with Tumas Basar, Afkan, Tumas Basar. The same way, when we say Avoin Ha'ega, similar to Avoin HaKodshim, it must be the same thing, that the Avoin, that the one of Rosh Chodesh deals with, is Tumas Basar. Namely, not like Reb Meir saying where you ate a Tahar Korban with you being Tomei and you didn't know. You had no Yediyah at the beginning and no Yediyah at the end. No, rather the case is you're Tahar, but the Korban is Tomei. Exactly parallel to the case of what the tzitz takes care of. The question is, e malahalan olin afkan olin. Fine, but in that case, what is the tzitz accomplishing? The tzitz is not really being mechaper for an avera per se. All it is it makes it that this thing that's being brought on the mizbeach, such as, for example, the fat of this korban or whatever, which by rights should have been possible because the korban had become tamei, b'diavad it's becoming acceptable because of the tzitz. Well, maybe the same thing is, maybe the one of Rosh Chodesh, according to Reb Shimon, should also accomplish the same thing. If you're going to say Gzeira Shava from the word Avon, there is a tzitz on Rosh Chodesh, but Rashi points out, let's say, for example, the tzitz is broken. Let's say the tzitz is broken, so therefore it's not able to accomplish that. Okay. So then we would have, as a backup, you have the third of Rosh Chodesh would take care of that case. But maybe that's all it means. Who says it's the chaper for the Aveda that a person did by eating Kodshim, which are Tomei? Maybe all it is it means that the same kind of thing. If somebody were to, if you had, let's say, for example, a korban, you had, let's say, the blood became tummy, but you went and sprinkled it on the mizbeach anyway, knowing, not knowing, or whatever, then the tzitz would be mechaper, the tzitz would be meraksa that, the tzitz would make that korban after the fact is acceptable. Maybe that's all. Maybe it doesn't take care of the case where the, afterwards you have, let's say, the meat became tummy and a person ate it where he wasn't supposed to. The tzitz doesn't take care of that. Why should the one of Rosh Chodesh take care of that?
Just the korban.
Yeah.
And therefore?
So that's the question. So the answer is, omakra, I skipped a couple of lines. Okay. So you should say by the fifth, it's merasa that the korban should be able to be brought on the mizbeach. Maybe that's all the korban of Rosh Chodesh accomplishes, is that an otherwise possible korban can be brought on the mizbeach. Nothing to do with whether a person eats it when it's tummy. The answer is, Avoin ha'edah k'siv. Yes, but the Pasuk uses the expression that the Torah of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on avoin ha'edah, on the sin of the people. So it's not just that it makes a korban that otherwise would have been no good, that it makes it good. It's mechaper on avera, on a person that the people did, yeah. Okay, the question is, mechti migma gamri ma'adadi. Fine, but in that case, if we're going to learn by exeder shava, if we're going to learn one from the other, the Rosh Chodesh korban from the tzitz, then we're going to use a similar kind of argument that we used before in connection with the Korbanos of Yom Kippur. Why don't we say then the Korban of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for its own thing as well as for what the Tzitz should usually accomplish? In other words, maybe the Korban of Rosh Chodesh accomplishes both. It's Mechaper a person, according to Reb Shimon, now we're talking. It's Mechaper for a Tohor who ate the meat of the Korban for Tomei, as well as if you have a Korban that was brought with the Korban itself with Tomei, that the Diyev, it's brought on the Mizbeach and it's okay, yeah. Nafkamina Lahecha the Nishkra Tzitz. And again, the Nafkamina would be, why would you need the one of Rosh Chodesh to accomplish for both? In case the tzitz is broken, and the nishbar tzitz. Let's say the tzitz is broken until it's repaired or until a new one is made, you're going to use the sword of Rosh Chodesh. Will be a backup for it. Why not?
First, the fact we talked about, we
have to evidently be talking about a korban that was brought the tumah at the same time that the korban of Rosh Chodesh was brought. Because you're not going to say, for example, that if last week a korban was brought the tumah, now the third of Rosh Chodesh a week later should be mechaper for it. There should be menaseh. There's no logic to say that.
Right.
But if it happened at the same time,
so the answer is omakra
avoin. Yes, but the pasuk says that it's mechaper an avoin in the singular. So the one of Rosh Chodesh, says Rav Shimon, can only be mechaper for one avera, it cannot be mechaper for two. So it can only be mechaper for the person who ate the kodshim that were tomei, it cannot also be mechaper and be merasa the korban of himself.
Just because it could be also the...
We said it's avon ha'eda, it has to mean the avera of the person who ate the korban, yeah.
Right. Now we've been pointed it.
Yeah.
So it has to be the person who ate the tomei.
Exactly, yeah. But Tosfos points out a little bit differently. Also, the vort is avoin ha'eda is avoin ha'eda. One thing Tosfos points out implies not the avoin of the kohen who wrongly brought a korban that he wasn't supposed to, but rather the avoin of the eda, the avoin that could conceivably happen to a yisrael who eats, for example, meat from a shlomim or a toda or what have you that became tamei.
How can you say a yachid is an eda?
No, I mean, it could happen to any of the Jewish people. Minayda, okay, it could happen to anybody of the Jewish people. It could happen that the guy invited the whole Crown Heights to join from eating from his carbon. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
How about the other way around? If it happens to that he gave out of Rosh Chodesh, fine, why don't we say the other way around? Again, if we're learning the
korban of Rosh Chodesh, what it accomplishes, we're learning from what the tzitz accomplishes, fine, say that the tzitz does double duty, that it accomplishes its own thing, that it makes the korban kosher, ve'ad Rosh Chodesh, and it also accomplishes what would normally be done by the korban of Rosh Chodesh, namely to be mechaper for a tohu reis, the tummy meat. And nakimina, and the relevance of doing that, again, why do you need two things that accomplish the same thing? Let's say this person ate the tummy meat after Rosh Chodesh passed. Instead of having to wait for the next Rosh Chodesh for his kapara, he can have the tzitz b'mechaper for him today. Why not? The answer is omakra oisa. Yes, but the pasuk also says the pasuk also says it by the one of Rosh Chodesh. It said va'oisa nosam machem. It is what Hashem gave you to be mechaper. Oisa is a mute. Oisa noisa oven ve'nacheres noisa oven. I mean, only that korban of Rosh Chodesh is able to be mechaper this type of oven, not something else. something else being the sixth.
Osa no
Sa'avin, only that sin. Only that korban of Rosh Chodesh, but not the sixth. But not the sixth. Rav Ashi Yama, Rav Ashi says I have a different way of learning this. Ksiv hacha avoin ha'eda, because you have like this. It's true it says the word avoin by each one of them, but the noun that's attached to the word avoin is different in each case. Ksiv hacha avoin ha'eda, by the Surah of Rosh Chodesh, it uses the expression avoin ha'eda, the sin of the congregation, implying that the type of aveda, the type of problem that's mechapa for, is the problem that a person did something wrong, namely that they ate a korban which was tameh, implying Ada of like Kodshim, so it's only the Ada, not the wrongness of the Kodshim, that the Kodshim were brought inappropriately. Whereas when it comes to the Tzitz, it doesn't say Avoyna Ada, it says Avoyna Kodshim. So okay, Kodshim v'lo Ada. No, the point is, the fact that you have the word Avoyn by both of them allows us to make a Zeder Shava, that there's a certain similarity between them. The certain similarity being that both of them deal with Tumas Boser. Both of them deal with a case of a korban that's tummy. But one is Avoyna Ada, is focusing on what the people did wrong by eating it, and the other one is focusing on the Kodshim, that the Kodshim would be tummy, and instead, that the Kodshim would be possible, and instead the Tzitz is making them kosher.
Right. So it's different.
So it's different, after all. So there is a similarity between them, but there is also a difference between them.
Tosfos points out, but actually it's not necessarily, Rav Ashi is not really necessarily arguing with the previous explanation.
They're kind of complementary. We still have to deal later on with the question why, according to Rav Shimon, the one of Regalim doesn't do the same thing as well as the one of Rosh Chodesh. So we still need the miut from Oysa. And we also, and on the other hand, we're going to say later, according to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, he doesn't hold of the limud from Oysa, so he would need Rav Ashi's limud. So both of them turn out to be necessary.
Okay.
Fine. Now, according to Rav Shimon, then, okay, so we found a source that says, one or the other of these drashas, that says that the soil of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for a tahar sha'achal tatame. Again, because we start off with this Zerah Shava of Avoin Avoin from the Tzitz to tell us that we're talking something involving Tumas Basar. And then either we use the miut of Oysa and the miut of Avoin, or we use what Rav Ashi points out about Avoin HaKodshim versus Avoin HaEda,
right,
to say that there are two different types of situations, that there are two different types of scenarios within Tumas Basar that the Tzitz and the Sorot of Rosh Chodesh taken care of. Fine. How about... So now we found that the Seir Rosh HaKadoshim are mechaper for a Tahar person who ate a Tomei carbon. How about Seir the Golem, the mechaper, Al-Shein B'Yadil, Ebetchil of Alev Yosef and on? According to Rav Shimon, where are we learning that the Seir of the Golem are mechaper on the case, not Tumas Basar anymore? Now we're talking about the person being Tomei and eating Kodshim or going into the Beth Mikdash and had no idea at the beginning or at the end. Because remember, he agrees with Rav Yehuda that the Chatois of Yomtev, the Seirim of Yomtev, take care of that same. He just disagrees on Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
So then where does he get that from? He can't use Rabbi Yehuda's Hekesh from before, of Usir, on the face of it, because we're leaving out Rosh Chodesh, we're putting Rosh Chodesh on a different thing. The answer is, we still can. Same thing. We can still use the Hekesh of Sar V'Sar.
That's to apply to Rosh Chodesh.
No, so we're going to learn it from Rosh Chodesh, but in a different way than Rabbi Yehuda did.
Okay.
So again, Tosfos points out really the Sar V'Sar is not the full answer, because again, you still have the problem. What are you doing with Shavuos? The real answer is, the Gemara is going to say later, the Hekesh between all the Seirim. We'll get to that later. So the Itkush Seira Haragolim, the Seira Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Rav Shimon is going to say, you're making a hekesh between the Se'irim of the Yomim Tovim and the Se'irim of Rosh HaKadoshim. Ma Sar de Rosh Chodesh b'milsa de Kodesh Machapri, just like the one of Rosh Chodesh is taking care of something involving Kodeshim. Now, remember, it's not the case where the person is Tomei, according to Rav Shimon.
The initial hekesh was from Yom Kippur to...
That was according to Rabbi Yehuda. We said according to Rabbi Yehuda, what we did is we made a hekesh from Yom Kippur to Rosh Chodesh to say that they're both talking about a case of Tumas Mitzvah for Kodesh.
Right.
And then we and and, and, And
Chodesh Tergon.
And then we did from a Chodesh Tergon.
What was Reb Shimon?
So 1 second. So Reb Shimon is putting it a little bit differently. He's saying that what we're doing is we're not learning for we are fine. We have the one of Rosh Chodesh is again, Reb Shimon, remember, is not learning the one of Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. He's learning it from the Tzitz.
Okay.
So for him, you don't start the chain with Yom Kippur. For him, you start the chain with the Tzitz. Then you apply that to Rosh Chodesh to say that they're both talking about Tumas Boser.
Right.
Then we say, however, okay, Tumas Boser is something involving Kodesh, is something involving Kodshin. Therefore, by transference, by a Hekish, from that to Yom Tovim, it can be talking about something involving Kodshin.
So from the Tzitz, he makes a whole thing and applies it to...
Not a Hekish, but a Gzeder Shavah. As remember, you can't do a Hekish on top of a Hekish in Kodesh,
right.
But you can do a Hekish on top of a Gzeder Shavah.
Okay, so he makes
a Gzeder Shavah from Tzitz to Rosh Chodesh.
Tzitz to Rosh Chodesh is a Hekish?
Is a Gzeder Shavah. Avoin. It's the same word Avoin, repeated by both of them.
Okay. And
then he says, once we've established that Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for something involving Kodeshim, then we can use the Hekish of Ur-Seir to say that the ones of Yom Tov are also taking care of something involving Kodeshim. Why isn't it the exact same one that we're going to get to? But
the Mas third of Rosh Chodesh, milk of the Kodesh Mechaper.
Just as the third of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on something that involved Kodesh, namely Tumas Boser, where the meat was Tomei, after Irid Golem, milk of the Kodesh Mechaper, the same way.
What is that called?
That's called Tumas Boser.
No, but I mean, what is it?
It's a Hekesh.
It's a Hekesh,
yeah. After Irid Golem, milk of the Kodesh Mechaper. So also, the ones of Regolim are also Mechaper on something involving Kodshin. Now, V'chitem and Nikapu ad Rosh Chodesh, so you would say, okay, well, in that case, it should be completely the same. It should be Mechaper on exactly the same thing as the one of Rosh Chodesh. Since Rosh Chodesh was on Tumas Boser, as we said before, then the ones of Regolim should also be for Tumas Boser. Why is Rav Shimon distinguishing and saying one is for Tumas Boser and the other one is for Tumas Mitzvah for Kodshav with no Yediyah? The reason is, Harmin and Oisa, because we already said we had a mute. Oisa, Noisa, Oven, Renacha, Noisa, Oven, because we already said that there's a mute, that only Oisa, only it, the korban of Rosh Chodesh, is Mechaper for some type of thing where no other korban is Mechaper for it. Or no other thing, B'chlal, not even the Tzitz, is Mechaper for exactly
that
scenario. So therefore we can't apply it to the regalim. Because you have a mute, Oisa.
The mute Oisa is only applicable
to Rosh Chodesh. That's what it says. But Oisa, not on Lachem. It's talking about the korban of Rosh Chodesh.
It doesn't say that to
the Then you could say, okay, well, why doesn't the Se'irim of, so why not the Se'irim of Regolim, why aren't the Mechaper on the same scenario as the ones of Yom Kippur? The reason is, Harmin, because we said earlier, Achas Vashana, we said at the Chesam Beis, when it said Achas Vashana, that the Kapara of Yom Kippur takes place once a year, meaning Kapara Zulotehe al Achas Vashana, the exact type of Kapara that is accomplished by the carbon of Yom Kippur, but the Sarah Chitin, is only done once a year. So no other carbon that's brought any other time during the year can accomplish the same kapara. That is how the bottom line is, Rav Shimon is saying that each of these three carbonas has to be for a different thing.
Right.
Has to be for a different thing. Because
right.
you have different meals like that. So now we have to figure out, fine. The one of Yom Tov can't be doing the same thing as the one of Rosh Chodesh. It can't be doing the same one as the Sir Hanas B'chutz of Yom Kippur. What does it take care of then? Which cases of Tumas Mitzvah Shvikadshav does it take care of? So now we have to narrow it down logically. Amai Mechapri. So now we have to ask, according to Reb Shimon, what at that point is left for the Sir of, for the Seirim of Regolim to be Mechapron? Oh, you're going to say that's Mechaper on the case where there was Yediyah at the beginning and Yediyah at the end and Helam in the middle, tied by Korban. Such a person is obligated to bring a Korban. As we said before, you can't say that a Korban Sibur, which he himself contributed only a master shekel to, should be Mechaper on his own personal Avera. Obviously, he has to bring his own Korban.
And that's the only time when he
brings it. Yeah, that's the only time, according to everybody else except Rabbi Shmuel. That's the only time you bring it, yeah. According to Bishmal, we said yesterday that if you have Yediyah at the end, it doesn't matter what you had at the beginning. Are you going to say that the one of Yom Tov is Mechaper for the case where there was Yediyah at the beginning, or Tola, for the one where there was Yediyah at the beginning and not Yediyah at the end? You already have something for that. You already have the Sir Hanas B'Snim and Yom Kippur, taking care of suspending things for the time being for that. So you're going to say that the one of Yom Tov takes care of the case where there's no Yediyah at the beginning, but there is Yediyah at the end. That we already established, that the one that the Surah Nasa B'chutz of Yom Kippur, along with Yom Kippur on Mechaper. By elimination, Al Korchos, the only thing you can be left with, Ein Mechaper, the ones of Yom Tov, by elimination, it can only be Mechaper, El Al She'en Bav Yediyah, let us fill it with a site. That's all you can have left at this point.
Yeah, because we ruled out.
Because we ruled out.
Yeah.
And Yediyah at the end.
So
we're left with the only one. Exactly. Exactly. That's how we figure it out. Okay. So that takes care of Rav Shimon's opinion. So that's how we understand how Rav Shimon says that the Sur HaChitzin and the one of Yom Tov and the one of Rosh Chodesh accomplish three different things. Unlike Rabbi Yehuda, again, who put one of them in one category and the other two in the other category. Okay. Now we're up to the third opinion, Rav Meir Omer. We said that Rameya says all the Se'irim accomplish the exact same kapara. They all take care of three cases, we said. We said that each one of them, of the Sur HaNasa B'chutz, and the one of Yom Tov, and the one of Rosh Chodesh, each one of them takes care of the case where there was Yediyah B'Soif, but not B'Tchila, the case where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Soif, and the case of Tumas Basa, where the Tahor person ate Tomei Korbanos. So, Omer of Chomer Rav Chanina, my time is the mayor. What is the mayor's reason? Where does he get that all of them accomplish the same thing? Omakrut. Omakrut, because again, we have the hector stuff we said a couple of times already. Serve, hook, shuk, kolasirim, zelozet. That we have the word, instead could have said serve by each one, instead it says vi'usir. So therefore, the vav means that the vav most of all, we're making a hekesh between all the sirim one to the other. And further, he says, not only you have a hekesh, vav most of all in Yenrishin. It means the vav tells us that each one adds to the previous one. So in other words, that you combine them all together.
So the first one talks about it first.
So therefore, whatever applies to the one of Rosh Chodesh is also going to apply to the ones of Regalim and the ones of Yom Kippur.
Right.
And vice versa. Yeah, we're going to learn each one because the Vav teaches us to intermingle them.
Well, you can use the Vav only one way. Why should
not necessarily? No, Rav Meir is holding that vav moisif al inyan rishon. It means that the vav is teaching us that what happens later adds to the earlier one, and vice versa. We're saying we're intermingling.
Well, that's the vice versa that I'm interested in.
That's how we know, because that's what he says. The vav teaches us that they're considered like one big thing. We had a similar thing in Bava Metzia. We had when he talked about the shomerim over there, how we learn the certain dinim that apply to one shomer versus another. We had a similar kind of thing because it begins with a vav, and therefore we say we can learn what it says by one to the other and vice versa. So here's a similar idea. So therefore, Rav Meir says, if we know therefore, like Rav Shimon says, that the Sur HaChitzon is going to take care of one case, then the one of Yom Tov and the one of Rosh Chodesh also have to take care of that same case. If we know from a certain number that, because of the Vav, if we know that the third of Yom Tov takes care of a certain other case, then by the Vav, we have to say it also applies to the Sur HaNasa B'chutz and also to the one of Rosh Chodesh, and so forth. That's how we get that all three of them are the same. Okay, the thing is, Kothakadai, that we understood, the Yeshivalite, when they heard this, they understood it to mean Kochad V'chad Mechavrei Gomer. They thought that it means like this. You're making a chain, basically. You're saying that since it mentions Rosh Chodesh first, then we learn whatever the one of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on. We apply that to Pesach. And similarly, we say the one that it mentions by Yom Kippur, we then apply that to Sukkot, which is the next one mentioned, which is the next one mentioned adjacent to it. The problem with that, so in other words, so we're making a chain. We're learning. So we thought that we're learning each one from the previous one.
Yeah, but each one from the previous one could have meant from Yom Kippur to Rosh Chodesh to the Regalim.
No, well, they're not mentioned in that order. In Parshas Pinchas, they're mentioned first Rosh Chodesh, then Pesach, then Shavuot, then Rosh Hashanah, then Yom Kippur, then Sukkot.
Uh-huh.
So we thought, those are the Yeshivalites, that's what it means. You're learning it in that order. You start with the one of Rosh Chodesh, then whatever happens to Rosh Chodesh, you apply to the Regalim. Uh-huh. Whatever applies to the Regalim, you apply to Rosh Hashanah. Uh-huh. Whatever applies to Rosh Hashanah, you apply to Yom Kippur, and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Problem with that is, as we said before, Amar Rav Yechanan, Kol HaTorah Kulo Lamedin Lomed Mi Lomed. So throughout the whole rest of the Torah, outside of Kodshim, you can learn something that you can learn item two, you can learn the second item from the first item using a Hekish, and then you can learn a third item from the second one also using a Hekish, right? Chutni Kodshim, Sha'im Lamed, and Lamed Milamed. By Kodshim, you can't do that. But how are you able to do that? How are you able to say that you're going to learn from Rosh Chodesh to Pesach, and then from Pesach to the next one, etc.? The answer is, Halei Kasha Kulu Mikamer Gam. Yes, but that's not a problem, because what we're actually doing is we're learning all of them from the first one. We're learning all of them from Rosh Chodesh, in other words. What we're saying is, from Rosh Chodesh, we learn that the one of Rosh Chodesh, on the basis of the Zeta Shava we said before with the Sith, we said that it's Mechaper on the case of Tumas Basar, where the Tahar ate the Tomei food. So we have that says by Rosh Chodesh. Then we, in turn, Rosh Chodesh learns from the other one that, as we said before, we narrowed down that the ones of the Regalim can only be Mechaper on the case where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Tzayv by elimination. So therefore, we learn Rosh Chodesh from them, and we learn them from Rosh Chodesh. We're not learning one from the other. We're not learning one from the other, and then a third one from the second one, and so forth. We're learning all of them from Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is learning from all of them.
We're learning one from Rosh Chodesh, and from Rosh Chodesh we apply to all of them.
From Rosh Chodesh we apply to all of them, and from all of the other ones we apply to Rosh Chodesh.
And from all the other ones
we apply to Rosh Chodesh. We're only doing one. Yes, because of the Bava Moshe, right? So we're only learning one in each direction.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Tainach called the Kotzebe. The third. Fine. Okay, well, then that works for all of the ones where it says Usir, where it says Vatabah. Aseres Yom Kippurim Deloy Kotzebei Usir Menolon. How do we know the same thing applies to Shavuos and to Yom Kippur, where it doesn't say Vav, but by each of them it says Seir.
What does it say, Usir? By Rosh Chodesh, I mean?
So by Rosh Chodesh it says it, by Rosh Chodesh it says it, by Pesach it says it, by Rosh Hashanah it says it, and by Sukkot it says it.
But not by Yom Kippur
and not by Shavuos. By them it says Seir.
So yeah, that's the other.
So how do we know that we can apply it to them also? Omar Rabbi Yonah. So Rabbi Yonah says the real reason is Omar Saw, because we have a pasuk at the end of Parshas Pinchas. It summarizes and it says Eila Tafu Lashem Amayadetim. These are what you should bring us. So these are what you should do to bring for Karbanos for Hashem Am Yom Zayim. Kukru Kol Amayadim Kulam Delazet. Therefore, it means we have a hekesh between all the Moyadim. So that's what we said before. That the church was mentioned before. We weren't really using the Vav of Usir. Because after all, we can ask then what happens to Shavuos and what happens to Yom Kippur. The real answer is that we have a limud, we have a hekesh that puts all of the moedim on one level, and therefore we see whatever applies to one applies to all the other ones.
If we didn't have that, then it would not apply.
Then it wouldn't apply to Shavuos. Then it wouldn't apply to Shavuos. And once it didn't apply to Shavuos, it wouldn't apply to Yom Kippur. Yeah, it wouldn't apply to Rosh Hashanah either, because you wouldn't have because the chain would be broken. Yeah. Okay, so the question becomes over Rosh Chodesh lav moedim. What do you mean? You're comparing all the Moedis to each other. Rosh Chodesh is not a Moed. The answer is, Yivra, indeed, Rosh Chodesh Nami Ikri Moed. Yes, as a matter of fact, Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Because the Amar Abaya, as we find what Abaya says. The Amar Abaya, because Abaya says like this. Okay, so now we have to review a little bit over here. We know that, so we know the Medaglim was sent out on Chof Tet Sivan. The Gemara also calculates it on the basis of Sukkim. So to make a long story short, the Pasuk tells us that they left Har Sinai on Chof Iyar. They traveled for 3 days by Yisro Me'ar Hashem Derech Shloshes Yamin. Then they have the whole story of the Kibbutz
Atayah.
So that doesn't bring us to Chof Beis. It's Chof Beis. They reach Kibbutz Atayah. They have the whole thing where they're demanding meat, and Hashem sends them slav and tells them you're gonna eat it until you're sick of it. You're gonna have it for an entire month. So they have it for an entire month, from Chabez Iyar to Chabez Sivan. Then after that, you have the story where Miriam speaks Lashon Hara on Aaron, the end of the parish of Baal Oska, gets Sarat, is quarantined for 7 days. That brings us from Chabez to Chabez.
So from Chabez, whatever.
And the next day they arrive in Chaseris, which is where they sent the Miraglim. They arrive in Chaseris, where Miriam's story took place. They arrive in Midbar Korah. They arrive in Midbar Paran, Rismo, whatever the name of the place is, and they send them around. So they were sent on Chof Tet Sivan. Now, we know they were away for 40 days. We also know they returned the night of Tisha B'Av, meaning the night after Chesav. Now, let's figure it out. 2 days of Sivan, Chof Tet and Lamed, 29 days of Tammuz in a regular year, So far you got 31. To get another, to get up to 40, you would need 9 full days of Av. It would mean they would only return in the afternoon or the evening after Tisha B'Av. And we know the famous thing that they cried that night. And Hashem says, because you cried tonight for no good reason, therefore you're going to have reason to cry in future generations. So how does that work? How does it fit?
It should have been, in other words,
we should have said they were away for 39 days. Or that they came back after 40 days, but the night they cried was not the night of Tisha B'Av. How do the two things fit? So like we find that Abaya says, in Tainis, Tammuz, Dahi Shata Maluy and Malyuhu. That year, Tammuz was made a 30-day month. So now let's recalculate. You have 2 days of Sivan. 30 days. That year, Tammuz was 30 days. Remember, this is when they did Alfiyariya. This is back when they calculated the month, Alfiyariya. They didn't have a fixed calendar like we do. So you could have it. If there's the moon wasn't visible or whatever, then it would be a 30-day month. Exactly.
Right.
So you have, so let's recalculate. 2 of Sivan, 30 of Tammuz, and 8 of Av. And they came back after the 8th of Av, and that's it.
Days.
That's 44 days.
Right.
And how does Abaya know this? Because you have a pasuk in Eicha. That Tammuz that year was made.
Right.
You have a pasuk in Eicha. Kara olai moyed lishba bachurei. Hashem called against me a moyed to break my young men. Meaning, in other words, breaking my young men means the korban. In other words, Tisha B'Av is a day that was destined for tzaras, that was destined for the korban. So Hashem deliberately arranged that things could be, Hashem deliberately arranged, manipulated things such that the night Meraglim return should be the night before Tisha B'Av, and that way, their Avera, that way, when they ended up doing wrong, that Avera eventually would fall on Tisha B'Av.
So that's why he covered the moon?
So that's why he made it that the moon wasn't visible at the end of Tammuz.
Yeah.
The purpose was. So that the point is, we see that the word Moyed applies to Rosh Chodesh. Moyed there does not mean Tisha B'Av. In Halacha, we do talk about, by the way, in the Minhagim of Tisha B'Av, we have certain reasons. Because Tisha B'Av is called a Moyed, therefore we don't say Tat, well, because in the future, in Mashiach's time, it'll be a Moyed. Therefore, now we don't say Tat. But really, we're saying over here, it applies to Rosh Chodesh. Hashem arranged the word Moyed means Rosh Chodesh, then we see that Rosh Chodesh can be called a Moyed. We see that Rosh Chodesh can be called a Moed. So Hashem called the Moed. Hashem arranged that the Moed, meaning the Rosh Chodesh of that year, should be on a different date than you would otherwise expect in order to make the calculation work out, in order to make that the Chet HaMeraglim, when it was going to take place, was going to take place Tisha B'Av night.
So that's just according to Abaya. Everybody agrees.
Everybody agrees
to that,
yeah. Abaya is giving the answer, but everybody, yeah.
Everybody,
yeah. So therefore, so we see that Rosh Chodesh is indeed called a Moed. So therefore, as we said, when we said that there's a hekesh between all the moyadim, and then yes, it includes the shodesh. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, however, you should know, umoyded a mayor b'sar hanas b'snim. However, a mayor does agree when it comes to the sar hanas b'snim, the one of Yom Kippur whose blood is brought into the hekel. He agrees that one is different. That doesn't accomplish the same thing as the other one, and they don't accomplish the same thing as it. As you look here in the table, you can see he's saying that these three all accomplish the same thing, case number 3, case number 4, and Tahor Hurei Tamei. But you can see the one of the Sar HaPnimi does not. It deals with other cases. So they don't deal with the same ones as it, and it doesn't deal with it. He agrees with that, yeah. Even he agrees that the Sar HaPnimi is different. He said that it's mechaper for the case where there was yediyah at the beginning and no yediyah later on. It's toilet for him until he remembers and brings in carbon. It also, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, it also takes care of the case where the person was mazed throughout. We didn't get to that yet in the Gemara, but we mentioned that in the Mishnah, but why isn't the Sar Hanas B'Snim Mechapa the same Kapara as the ones of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov and the Sar Hanas B'Chod? Because, as we said before, Kapara Achas Mechapa Reina Mechapa Shtei Kaparas. Because we said before that the Sar Hanas B'Snim can only accomplish one Kapara, not two. So we said Achas, yes. Hainan Mechapa and Kaparasa. And again, they can't be Mechapa, the same Kapara as it. Because again, Omar Kruf, we have the same mirror we said before, Achas Bashana, once a year, Kapara Zula, it's Hail, Achas Bashana. The Kapara for the case of Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Tzeit cannot be other times during the year. So only this one time during the year.
And it's only the one that's there we've seen, not on
that's the name we're talking about. There's three really, but the third one is the Sar HaMashaleh, that's not a Korban, but yeah.
Okay, and the second one?
There are three Seirim that are brought on Yom Kippur. Two of them are brought as Korbanos, one of them is sent off Lazal.
Right.
The two that are brought as Korbanos are the Pnimi and the Chitzen.
Pnimi is any Yediyah.
Pnimi is for Yediyah at the beginning, no Yediyah at the end. right. And no yadi at the end, and it's Tola for him. The other one this is the machloikas that we've had so far we had Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agree that it takes care of the beginning of the case where there was no yadi of b'chila and the yadi of b'sof. Rabbi Meir holds that as well as the case where there was no yadi at all, as well as the case of Tumas Basar. And Rabbi Shimon Yehuda agrees with that also.
Right. He agrees with who?
He agrees with the mayor. Okay. Indeed, we learn like that in the Braisa. Al she'en b'yadiyah le'd t'chila v'le'd. For the case where there was no yadiyah at the beginning, no yadiyah at the end. Ve'al she'en b'yadiyah v'tchila al yesh v'yadiyah v'sof. And for the case where there was no yadiyah at the beginning, but there is yadiyah at the end. Ve'al tahor she'achol v'tomei, as well as for the tahor who ate tomei meat. All of those, t'ira regalim v'tira rosh chodoshim, v'tir ha'nasu b'chut m'chapin divir ha'meir. The ones of Yom Tov and the ones of Rosh Chodesh and the one that's done b'chut are all mechaper. So says Rav Meir. The Ilu Sara Hanafirus Nim Shaira. So he left out the Sara Hanafirus Nim, the Kapara Nami, the Kaparas Nami Shaira, and he also didn't mention what the one Hanafirus Nim is accomplishing. So we see that even he agrees that that one is in a category of itself.
He agrees
with everybody else. All the Tanoim agree. All four Tanoim agree that the Sara Hanafirus Nim is mechaper for a different thing than any of the other ones.
And that is?
That we said, for Yediyah Vizbila, but not Yediyah Vizbila, as well as, also like the Mishnah says later, for Zodin, for what he did with Mazid.
That we didn't talk about.
We didn't talk about that yet, but yeah.
Okay.
So those are the ones.
Okay.
Fine. Now let's get to back to Rav Shimon. How you Rav Shimon? Okay, so we said in the Mishnah, like,
Shimon had summarized his opinion as follows,
that each one of them, we said the one of the Sura Hachitza and the one of Yom Tov and the one of Rosh Chodesh, each one accomplishes a different thing. And we said that then they asked him in that case, if you lose one of them, are you able to bring it a different time? And he said, yes.
I can understand why Rav Shimon would say
that the one of Rosh Chodesh is not Machaper on the same one as for the Regalim, because we said, Ovoin, because the Pasuk says the one of Rosh Chodesh is Machaper for Ovoin. Ovoin Echad who knows if any knows a Shnei Avoinus. So it's only Machaper on one, not two cases.
Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh.
Ella, the Regalim, Machaper on the Rosh Chodesh. Why don't we say the ones of Yom Tovim should be Machaper on the same thing that Rosh Chodesh is Machaper on? We should say, like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, that the Rav Shimon ben Yehuda had said that the one of Rosh Chodesh is Machaper on one thing, fine, because Oysa,
because Ovoin, but the one of Yom Tov takes care of that as well as another case. Why doesn't Rav Shimon agree with that? The answer is, Omar Kura, because again, you have the Miyot that we said before,
Oysa. Oysa knows the oven. Only that carbon of Rosh Chodesh is Machaper on the main aspect of the oven. No other carbon.
So there's two miyotim, basically. One that tells us that
it's not the miyotim, but the one of Rosh Chodesh. So one miyot tells us the one of Rosh Chodesh can only take care of one thing.
Right.
And the other miyot tells us that no other korban can take care of that same thing.
The other way,
right. Okay. Fine. Let's ask again. Ishlema did a golem lemachapin under Yemek Ephorim. I can understand why the one of Regolim does not accomplish the same one as the Sur Hanasabachos of Yom Kippur. Because.
Yeah, no, this is a different thing.
Whatever the Sur Hachitin accomplishes can only be accomplished once a year, so therefore no other Korban can do that. Ella, Diyemek Kippurim, Nechapur Abir Golem. But why don't we say the one of Yom Kippur should be Nechapur on the same thing that the Golem on Nechapur?
Let's say the one of Yom Kippur,
the Sur Hanas Bachot of Yom Kippur, is Nechapur on what it itself is supposed to do, where there was no yediyah b'tchila, but there was yediyah b'sof, as well as where there was no yediyah at the beginning and no yediyah b'sof. Again, similar to what Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says, who says that the one of Yom Kippur is mechaper on all three cases, because he says each one up to the chain adds a new one. Why doesn't Rav Shimon agree to that? He says because again, omakra, because the pasuk says ach. Implying kapara achas mechaper, they know kapara shtei kaparas. The one of Yom Kippur, the sura anas of b'chutz of Yom Kippur, can only be mechaper one kapara, not two. Okay, the problem is v'hakiksiv achas the sura anas of b'fnim. Fine, but the word achas is referring to the sura anas of b'fnim. The sura anas of b'fnim, everybody agreed, is only mechaper on one thing. So how are you applying it to the sura anas of b'chutz and saying that's mamayim?
Using it as
achas for two. Yeah, how are we using it for a different purpose? Yeah. The answer is Omakra Milovav Chatas HaKippurim, because we had, the Pasuk had said, the Hekesh that we brought the other day, that Rashi brought at the beginning of the Masechta, that the Pasuk says that you bring the Sur Hanach B'chus of Yom Kippur, besides for the Chatas HaKippurim, besides for the Sur Hanach B'Pnim, therefore you have a Hekesh, the Itkush Chitzen B'Pnimi, so you have a Hekesh between the Chitzen and the Pnimi, that neither one can be Mechapur on more than one thing, says Rav Shimon. So therefore, if the Pnim one can only be Mechapur on one, the Chitzen can also be Mechapur on only one. And because of the other Mi'otim, it can't be Mechapur on the same thing as what any other one does. Therefore, that's how Rav Shimon gets, that each one has to have its own Kapara.